Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest is Buzz Franchise Brand CEO Kevin Wilson. And today's episode is brought to you by Franchise Payments Network, Citrin Cooperman, and Scorpion. It seems like more digital marketing channels pop up every day with social media, Google search, video, apps, email, mobile, and more. Your franchisees are spending more time and money juggling more vendors than ever before, all while trying to make sense of an endless stream of data that's being dumped into spreadsheets. Scorpion is a digital marketing company that helps franchise brands and their franchisees get out of the weeds of digital marketing. With a combination of technology and expertise, Scorpion connects all of the marketing dots to provide clear, personalized plans that are measured against the one thing that your franchisees care most about: revenue growth. Finally, a cohesive brand-approved strategy for all of your franchisees that eliminates the time-consuming, expensive, and confusing task of managing an ever-expanding list of disconnected marketing platforms and vendors. I think we can all appreciate fewer invoices and meetings and better results. To learn more, visit scorpion.co/geek. That's scorpion.co/geek. Kevin Wilson is the CEO of Buzz Franchise Brands, which includes the brands Pool Scouts, Home Clean Heroes, and British Swim School. Today, we're going to talk a little trend watching for 2021. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Jack, nice to be with you. Great to be on your show.
Before we dive deep into franchising and what's happening this year, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
Sure. So probably 30 plus years in business. I started my career at the firm Bain & Company, largely in the Dallas office as a consultant. Cut my chops on entrepreneurial franchising. We started a chain of retail bagel stores in Dallas, Texas. Did that for several years. I got recruited then to South Africa, where I was part of a team that was turning around the state-owned airline called South African Airways. And so the leap from bagels to airline seemed a little odd, but I was when I was at Bain, I had a background in consulting for airlines at Bain. So spent a few years down in South Africa, and then before coming back with my wife, we landed here in Virginia Beach, which is where we are now. From then, I was in private equity for 12 to 15 years, first in Mexico. I was commuting back and forth to Mexico. During that time, started a co-founded an airline called Volaris, great airline in Mexico, largest airline now in Mexico. So if you ever have a chance to be down there, it's a great one to fly on. And then in 2012, I saw a company locally called Mosquito Joe, and I certainly liked what the service was it was providing and the name. We bought that company, and when, you know, from two trucks, the single territory over 5 years, we grew that to 350 locations.
Wow. So bagels to airlines to mosquitoes. And then that led to the formation of Buzz Franchise Brands. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we sort of scoured the universe and we said, what other, you know, home services could we jump into? And so that's where Pool Scouts started. We incubated that, Home Clean Heroes. And then most recently, about 2 years ago, we bought a business called the British Swim School. So, and that's where we are today.
Excellent. And home services is a very interesting category, especially through the pandemic and post-pandemic. How are the brands doing right now? What's the last year looked like for you?
Yeah, so it was a mixed year. So if you take Pool Scouts, that's almost exclusively outdoors. That brand did wonderful. It was record year for us on system-wide revenue franchising. Home Clean Heroes were in the home. So it was probably operating at about 80% of where we'd want it to be. That's come back though and has opened up. So we feel good about that brand. And then our largest brand, British Swim School, was the one that was most impacted. And that's, you know, largely close contact survival skills and swim lessons we teach young children. That brand was largely shut down for a good part of last year. So we were heavily impacted by that brand. It is nice. So as we look at it now, we're starting to see that really we're completely open now in all the states, and it's really taking off and coming back. So we feel good about that too.
As we head into April of 2021, where do you see your brands going? And let's talk about where you see the franchise space in general going. And maybe let's start specifically with some of these home service type brands. Do you see this as another summer where people will be spending a lot of time in the pool and also looking at cleaning solutions for their home?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's when I look at this year, I look at last year and I said that was a tough year. We don't want to have another one of those. But I'm very bullish on this year, sort of in a couple of different areas. The first was, you know, prior to the pandemic, you know, we were a fully employed economy, and that generally is not great for franchise development, right?
Right.
You're asking people to leave their jobs. We're now in a situation where, you know, at one point last year, we had 40 million people that had lost their jobs. There's a lot of those that have come back now. But even the ones that have come back, they're still stung by the fact that, companies they were at for 20, 30 years laid them off. And so I actually think we're going to have some tailwinds sun in our face for the next 2 to 3 years from a franchise development perspective. I feel really good about that. We're already seeing that now. I just hired 2 more franchise development team members just in the last couple of weeks. So we feel very good about that part of the business, new franchisees, new business owners wanting to join the team. The other part of the business is the existing operators that are open and how's their business doing? We're seeing across the board now, they're doing great. I mean, I really believe there was a lot of pent up demand. You know, before we started today, Jack, we talked about, you know, I compared the swim lessons to the airline industry, and the recovery was sort of looking like the airline industry. Just in the last 2 months, we've seen it accelerate in a huge way. And so we are back almost on par where we were in 2019. So we're feeling really good about that. At the end of the day, people have to learn how to swim. Children have to learn how to survive in the water, and that's not going away. And I don't care how good Amazon is or what they do. They're not going to get in.
Yeah. I think we need to get away from all of these terms like, you know, crisis proof and pandemic proof and COVID proof concepts. No, it's all about, is it Amazon proof or not? That's a much bigger threat to small businesses than anything else out there right now.
Yeah, that's the bigger picture. And certainly with the 3 brands, we have outdoor pool cleaning, indoor home cleaning, and then teaching young children how to survive and swim in the water. We feel pretty good that we're positioned well in those businesses.
Yeah, I've been saying for a while too, that even if, let's say by, pick a date, May 31st or June 30th or whatever, if everybody has a vaccination, we're still not all going to go running off to Paris for the summer or Italy, right? I think there's going to be a lot more stay at home, staycations, and things like that, having a lot more fun at home with the kids this year. And then maybe the following year, things are going to be a little bit more like they were a few years ago. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I with your specific example, I do. Especially as it relates to international travel, I think places like Europe and really, other than for a few select countries, every other country is well behind where we are in terms of vaccination, and they're starting to see, you know, cases swell again. So I think I agree with that. I do think that people, though, domestically, you're going to start seeing a lot more cross-country trips out to the Grand Canyon, the Tetons, any place. There was some benefit that came from the pandemic. I think it did bring families a lot closer together. I think they had to figure out how they could get along well in the home. But I do think that's going to now say, okay, let's go on some trips. You know, I know talking to my friends and myself is like, I got to get out of here. I need to get a plane and go somewhere different.
Back in a moment after this word from Citrin Cooperman. Citrin Cooperman is proud to be the home of one of the leading franchise accounting, financial statement audit, tax preparation, and business consulting practices in the country. With over 40 years of franchise experience, Citrin Cooperman provides a full range of accounting and franchise consulting services to a vast number of franchise concepts, working with the owners, operators, controllers, and CFOs of a wide range of franchisors and multi-unit franchisees to help them build value and sound financial reporting. The Citrin Cooperman franchise practice is comprised of experienced CPAs and CFE-accredited professionals providing franchisors and multi-unit franchisees the guidance and insight they need to minimize uncertainty and meet required compliance deadlines. For more information, please contact Aaron Chytovsky and Michael Iannuzzi at citrincooperman.com/industries/franchising. I want to go back to Fran Dev for just a moment. Something you said there really caught my attention about it's really a 2 to 3 year window. It isn't just a, you know, hey, right now there's a lot of unemployed people. A lot of people have been furloughed, laid off, positions eliminated. So you know, they could become a franchisee right now. I really do agree with you that this is a longer term opportunity for all franchises, that we're really looking at 2 to 3 years of potential interest by people who maybe 5 years ago would have never thought about owning a business, but they've been hit hard again. You know, maybe they got hit hard in the recession of 2009, and now they just got hit a second time in 2020, and now they're going to go that route of being a business owner. Do you see that as something that that is really going to extend this 2 to 3 year window?
Yeah, I mean, I really believe it is. I mean, and we're seeing it in terms of we're coming off, we're almost at the end of the first quarter. When I look at this quarter compared to first quarters over the last several years, it's been a record quarter for us in terms of people seeing interest coming in, and we call it meet the team days. People call it discovery days. Those are record numbers that we're seeing across our brands right now. So I feel really good about that. And I do think it's going to last longer than, certainly going to last longer than a year to 2 years. I think people's memories are going to be long on this thing. I think it really shocked a lot of people how quickly they could easily be let go from a company. I mean, we have new franchisees now that they told me they were with businesses for 25 years and they got laid off and they never want to go back into that environment again.
Yeah.
And they're thriving. So I feel good about that. You know, the home services space, I think, is a great space to be in. It's growing fast. You know, people are starting to figure out how they spend their time. I think this last year has also put a focus on that. How am I spending my time? And things like cleaning the home, cleaning the pool. There's other groups that can do that, companies like ours, that just give you some of your time back as well. People don't want to have to be doing a lot of the stuff like that. And I think it's, I just think it's well positioned for the future.
Yeah. I also have been saying a lot on this podcast lately that any new franchisees that your organization or other franchise groups brought on last year or in the first half of this year or maybe throughout this year, those people are going to be your A players, right? They decided to open a business, buy a franchise, become a business owner in the middle of a pandemic. They didn't just stumble into it, right? They really had a drive and a vision and made a choice to do this. And I really think that 3 years from now, those are going to be your top franchisees across the board.
I 100% agree with that. And, you know, the conversations I have with candidates that come in and they've been in the corporate world for 15, 20 years, I actually really like those candidates because there's a lot of things that big business can really teach them, the importance of training and development and working with people. There's a lot of things that can be trained. I'm amazed, though, still at the hesitancy that they have from making that jump. Once they make that jump and they realize that the skills that they've learned for the last 20 years can now be applied to doing something for themselves and they get 100% of that benefit for themselves, the light bulb goes off. And then that ends up getting shared with everybody. They then scale. They're very good at managing people, large groups of people. They can scale businesses much faster than, say, sort of somebody that might not have that same level of experience, somebody that's perhaps a little younger, might not have that depth of experience. So I'm really encouraged. I don't know what we call them now, the corporate refugees or the big business refugees.
Yeah.
But I'm really encouraged with what I'm seeing.
Yeah. And I think a good indicator, a friend of mine said this, and I'm just stealing it from him, is that when you hear from a relatively new business owner or franchisee, when you hear them say, I wish I would have done this 10 years ago, right? Like that to me is success, that aha, right. And it's a good thing you didn't wait another 10 years then, right?
Right. That's okay. Exactly. Come back. But I've heard that so many times. And, you know, our oldest brand that we started with was Mosquito Joe. And, you know, I still talk to those friends. We sold that business a couple of years ago, but I still talk to those franchisees. Several of those franchisees have become franchisees of our other brands now. And they feel like, the handcuffs, the corporate handcuffs were taken off. And now all the hard work that they're doing is now going to them and their family. And that's really good.
Yeah. And then they realize that, oh, there actually weren't any handcuffs. I could have done this. Right. It was all in my mind. There were no handcuffs. I could have and should have done this, but we're glad they are doing it now. Kevin, before we go, any other thoughts for the rest of this year or anything you see coming our way that if you were to talk to some maybe newer CEOs who are just starting in franchising or other executives, anything that you would point out to those folks as something they need to be aware of coming our way?
Yeah, I think it's really the same advice I give when they're looking at business opportunities and they're looking at franchisors. You know, talk to franchisees that are in the system, see if they're happy. Understand the philosophy of a franchisor as it relates to working with franchisees, as it relates to training and development. A good franchisor should be a good trainer and developer of people. And then see how well the company and the brand is positioned in the marketplace. And, you know, if all those things align, you know, take the jump and make it happen because you're not going to regret it. You know, believe in yourself and you're going to make it happen.
Excellent. If our listeners would like to connect with you or learn more about Buzz Franchise Brands, where can we send them?
Yeah, probably the easiest place is right to the website. It's buzzfranchisebrands.com. And through that website, you can go to all of our brands and there's ways to get in contact with the team members. And there's that's our corporate page. There's a lot of good stuff on there about the philosophy that we have behind marketing and developing people. And I think they'll really enjoy visiting that page.
Before we go, a quick word from Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, check out Pollinate, an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused on the franchise space. Powered by industry veteran Franchise Payments Network, Pollinate works with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers while boosting sales, frequency, and visibility. Through custom-branded Pollinate apps featuring touchless payments, curbside pickup, and more, franchises have experienced a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits. Create new revenue streams with Pollinate, where everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For a glimpse of what's possible, check out the Pollinate dashboard at pollinate.com/marketing. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.